The Traveler's Journal, October 28th, with a Halloween visit to a host of haunted hotels. A good ghost story gives a hotel a special flair, and those that have them go out of their way to let people know. That's why many of the more than 130 historic hotels of America are ready to spook visitors with tales of love and heartbreak, tragedy and revenge. Over the last century, dozens of visitors at the Hotel del Coronado in San Diego have spotted a spectral figure of a young woman in black walking its halls. Supposedly, it's the spirit of Kate Morgan, a young bride who committed suicide there in 1905 after being cruelly jilted by her husband. The Omni Netherlands Plaza in Cincinnati has a lady in green who can be seen walking in its hall of mirrors. The Menger Hotel in San Antonio is haunted by a maid whose husband murdered her in 1872. Milwaukee's Pfister Hotel claims to be haunted by the genial ghost of its founder, who apparently still likes to make sure all of his guests are happy. In Middletown, Virginia, guests and employees at the Wayside Inn regularly see spectral images of Civil War veterans hanging around the lobby. The St. James in Cimarron, New Mexico, is haunted by many of the 26 gamblers and gunfighters who died violent deaths in this Old West hotel and saloon. One room is sealed, allegedly because ghostly inhabitants have been so hostile to guests who have disturbed them. This fascination with haunted hotels isn't limited to America. In fact, the British Tourist Authority devotes an entire page on its website to ghostly hotel guests who have never checked out. For more information, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.